Welcome to today's encouragement from our Daily Bread. I'm Wynn Collier, and I wrote today's piece, Time Well Spent. On March 14th, 2019, NASA rockets ignited, catapulting astronaut Christina Koch toward the International Space Station. Koch wouldn't return to Earth for 328 days, giving her the record for the longest continuous spaceflight by a woman. Every day, living roughly 254 miles above the Earth, a screen kept track of the astronaut's time in 5-minute increments. She had a myriad of daily tasks to complete, from meals to experiments. And hour after hour, a red line inched along the display, constantly showing whether Koch was ahead or behind schedule. Not a moment to waste. While certainly not recommending anything so intrusive as a red line ruling over our life, the Apostle Paul did encourage us to carefully use our precious, limited resource of time. Be very careful then how you live, he wrote in Ephesians 5, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. God's wisdom instructs us to fill our days with intention and care, employing them to practice obedience to Him, to love our neighbor, and to participate in Jesus' ongoing redemption in the world. Sadly, it's entirely possible to ignore wisdom's instruction and instead use our time foolishly, frittering away our years in selfish or destructive pursuits. The point isn't to obsessively fret about time, but simply to follow God in obedience and trust. He will help us make the most of our days. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 20. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Dear God, please help us make the most of our time. We know our days are limited, and we want you to be Lord of each of our moments. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's encouragement was provided by our Daily Bread Ministries.